Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the topic is economic development. Paul Enos has the rundown.
Sam, today we are going to be talking to Steve Hill about some success stories here in the great state of Nevada.
And coming upon the Power Pundit panel today, Mary Lau, Janice Flanagan, and Verita Black Prothrow. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy, and Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is...
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Steve Hill. He is director of the Governor's Office of Economic Development. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Glad to be here, Sam.
It's been a while since you had the job now. What's the difference between what you thought when you originally took this position and what you're actually dealing with now?
Well, probably a couple of things. One is if you ask me to come on the show and talk about one subject for the entire show, I could probably do it now. 18 months ago, that wouldn't have been, that wouldn't have been possible.
So you were a mile wide but an inch deep.
We're a little deeper now than then, yes. And we've been able to start some initiatives that I think will have some real significant medium-term impact. The efforts on unmanned aerial vehicles, I think, will pay off across the state over the next couple of years. The partnership.
Can you name anybody who's sniffing around at this point?
Well, I can't name anyone. Most all of the work that we do remains confidential until the company wants to come. But several of the major contractors are looking at Nevada. Lockheed Martin Skunk Works is a part of the Nevada team. They've made that public. We feel like they will be here and a part of what we were doing and what we are doing soon. So I think we'll see a number of companies, some of them well-known big names, others that I think people would be surprised are out there. But there's real interest and real possibility there.
I'm hearing about drone programs out of stead.
Yes. The submission that we turned into the FAA involved four ranges throughout the state, Boulder City and Desert Rock, which is around the test site in the south, and Stead and Fallon Naval Air Station here in the north. I think Stead's going to be a popular location. It's a place where we can test international ownership and flights. That's one of the reasons that Stead holds such attraction. So we're working closely with the Reno Tahoe International Airport folks to make that happen there.
Steve, you have had some success stories. I mean, you've seen a lot more companies decide to come here. Here in Northern Nevada, we had Meyer Industries, which was a company that left. They manufacture lawn equipment.
Right.
They are actually coming back to Sparks. Down in Southern Nevada, public-private partnerships. I know one of my members, Federal Express, is opening a new distribution center, about 300,000 square feet. So we do have some of those success stories out there, and it seems like, you know, we're getting a variety of industries. We're not just focusing on one particular sector.
Well, we're supposed to try and diversify the economy. That seems to be working. And you're right. We've seen not only a lot of interest, we've seen results now. In the first half of this year, we assisted with 3,800 jobs in Nevada. That's compared to not quite 1,000 in an entire year a couple of years ago. So I think the message is getting out there. The business climate, the opportunities that are here, I think companies are surprised by the workforce that is available. And so that's really led to growth in those successes.
Okay, when you talk about workforce, what kind of workforce do we have available?
Well, when we have the rate of unemployment that we have had in particular, you know, that's obviously coming down, we had a wide variety of very qualified people available. Here in Northern Nevada, there's a very strong manufacturing base, and that's where a lot of the interest has come recently. A company called Arda recently decided to move to Nevada. I think there's an article today in the paper saying they're looking for employees. All of those companies that come to Nevada, one of their first questions is, can we get the people we need in order to do this work? And they're obviously finding that the answer to that is yes.
How well are we working with the university system and the community colleges to ensure that we do have the kind of people that we need to fill those positions?
I think that relationship has grown to be very strong. We all know that we still have work to do. And any question you ask, there's still much to be done. But I think the relationship with the university system is as strong as it's ever been. I think they would say the same thing. They're involved heavily in our UAV efforts, for example. We just had our first Knowledge Fund Advisory Council meeting last week and received a couple of very exciting initial proposals for the Knowledge Fund. So from a research and commercialization side, I think we have a very strong relationship. And working with the community colleges, identifying and through the sector councils, which are a partnership with Dieter, they're starting to really have a sense of here are the people we need, here's what we need to do in order to train them, whether that's a 16-week certificate course or a two-year degree. That's starting to work. Like I said, we still have a ways to go.
And Dr. Maria Sheehan, the president of TMCC, will be here tomorrow on the program, so we'll get a chance to talk to her more about this. Let's take a break. More with Steve Hill when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Mark your calendars for Senior Fest, September 3rd, 9 to 2 p.m. at Reno Town Mall. Renown Health and Senior Care Plus have free health screenings, flu and pneumonia shots. That's Senior Fest. Call Senior Spectrum Newspaper for more information. Senior Fest is brought to you by these sponsors.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Mark your calendars for Senior Fest, September 3rd, 9 to 2 p.m. at Reno Town Mall. Renown Health and Senior Care Plus have free health screenings, flu, and pneumonia shots. That's Senior Fest. Call Senior Spectrum Newspaper for more information. Senior Fest is brought to you by these sponsors.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities. Driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the Director of the Governor's Office of Economic Development, Steve Hill. So let me ask you this, because I think this is a really important question, which is, you know, we've got this margin tax coming up on the ballot next year. How often does that come up with conversations you're having with people who are thinking about coming to Nevada?
You know, so far, Sam, to be honest, it hasn't come up all that much. What I was mentioning to Paul a little earlier, our sample size is a little skewed. We end up talking to people most of the time who have decided that Nevada is at least a place that they should consider, and they're pretty well versed on Nevada at this point by the time they get to us. What we don't know is what that is turning away before we have the opportunity to talk to businesses. Obviously, it's a concern for us. We think it's and it hits different sectors differently, but you know, we don't think that it is at all helpful for economic development, particularly done in this way.
Let's talk about some of those sectors that it will hit, because we have, especially in Northern Nevada, attracted companies like Microsoft Licensing, like Braeburn, which manages all the money for Apple, which, I don't know, they still may have more cash on hand than the United States government. We have those kind of financial intangible companies that locate in Nevada because of our tax structure. Are those the kind of companies that are, you know, asking questions about margins tax and maybe pulling back?
Those companies are probably hit harder than any others, and we call them intangibles. But what is tangible is the fact that, you know, Microsoft has 500 employees here. Those are tangible
high
jobs.
High paid,
very
employees.
Very
and they
jobs.
Started out small, which is another important thing. Is they didn't come here with 500 employees. They started out because people are talking about Apple and saying, well, it's not that many employees. But if people come here and they like it, they tend to grow.
Yeah, it's a big industry in Nevada. We've probably have 80,000 people employed in that intangible industry, so there are a lot of tangible features to it, and that particular tax would hit them very hard.
Let me ask you about this. I know in northern Nevada, industrial space is just filling up like crazy, and we're actually to the point where there's going to need to be new spec buildings in advance of companies coming here. Is that the same story in southern Nevada?
It is.
Because that's great news.
It is great news, and we're really happy to have reached that point, and we have, just really pretty recently. But if a company is looking to come and find square footage in excess of 150,000 square
feet. FedEx and their new distribution center.
Correct. They really are going to struggle to do that at this point. So that does open an opportunity for the developers and the construction industry to start actually constructing new warehouse and distribution centers.
Hey, Steve, I want to compliment you because I think you have done a fantastic job. And I want to say, dealing with the people in the economic development office, whenever there's potential issues out there, you guys do a fantastic job of saying, okay, let's get people working in Nevada. Let's help these businesses navigate through the process. And you know, I think too often when people are talking about government agencies, it's usually a complaint. But I do think that you guys have done a fantastic job. Working with some of the other agencies, how are you able to go in and develop those relationships and say, okay, we need to get this moving, we need to expedite this to create jobs, to create some positive economic impact?
Well, first, thanks for the kind words, and I was going to say it's a team effort. I mean, our office certainly doesn't do this by ourselves. You know, the state agencies, local governments, our economic development partners, the regional development authorities all play a role in that.
And we have about 30 seconds.
And I think that's an attitude. I think it starts from the governor's leadership, the legislative's leadership. They hold us accountable for that. And I think there's a lot of people out there who want to make this work. There's a sense of urgency everywhere. Figuring out how to translate that sense of urgency into action that's useful for business can take some time at times. It can be different than what we're used to doing. But people are learning how to do that. They want to do it. And I think we're seeing the results.
Okay, quick yes or no question. Are you looking perhaps for a political race to run it?
I am not.
Okay, that's where we got to leave it. Steve Hill, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Mark your calendars for Senior Fest, September 3rd, 9 to 2 p.m. at Reno Town Mall. Renowned Health and Senior Care Plus have free health screenings, flu and pneumonia shots. That's Senior Fest. Call Senior Spectrum Newspaper for more information. Senior Fest is brought to you by these sponsors.
Fifth grade was a struggle. I mean, it was hard for him.
The teachers didn't really understand what was happening with me.
I mean, he was very stressed out.
At K-12, we think every child deserves the best chance to succeed in school. Now there's a tuition-free choice for kindergarten through 12th graders, an online public school powered by K-12. K-12 offers flexible schedules and programs customized for each student. The award-winning curriculum is taught by highly qualified teachers. Textbooks, videos, and materials are all included free. To find out more, call or click today.
That student has no way to fall through those cracks at all because the parent and the teacher are working so hard together that they're going to succeed.
Since starting online school and being at home, his whole demeanor has changed.
Don't wait. Make a choice that can change the course of your child's life. For your free information kit, call or visit k12.com today.
Tunes, tricks, and tons of free family fun at Street Vibrations, September 25th through the 29th. Reno, Sparks, Carson City, and Virginia City. Don't miss it.
Stay connected. Watch News 4 anytime, anywhere with the SyncBack app.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington. the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities. Driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Mary Lau is here, the President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Janice Flanagan, Chair of the Washoe Dems, and Verita Black Prothrow, owner of Veritas Empowerment Boutique. Pleasure to have you all here. So, Mary, it was interesting in talking to Steve Hill about businesses coming here and having concerns about the margins tax. He says he's not really hearing that much about that. But he's not, you know, by the time people get to him, they've already done their investigations of Nevada. So what's your perception of that?
Well, my perception is the lack of stability. I mean, that's, we've got to get beyond this doing initiative petitions all the time or doing tax policy incrementally, because it's caused a problem for the state of Nevada. And I can name about 4,500 jobs that have gone away strictly over the tax fights that we've had. And that was way back in 2001 and 3. So what would those jobs have turned into, and what would have been that growth? And it's kind of nebulous, because one of the things they're competing with is states that are cutting taxes. Well, we don't have a lot of taxes to cut, per se, because we can't fall back on personal income tax and things like that. So it does. What we send the message is Nevada is unstable. And it's interesting to watch.
Janice?
Nevada's a low-wage, low-tax state. And it would be a great help if the legislators would do something about this for our tax reform basis. I think that you're absolutely correct. The instability is inexcusable.
Yeah,
and the fact that they have inaction on this issue is terrible. And it all stems from people being afraid they won't be reelected if they even mention in Nevada, tax is a four-letter word.
But we have raised taxes. We raised taxes in 2011. We raised taxes in 2009. We raised taxes in 2003, one of the biggest tax increases we had. So, it's not like you can't raise taxes here, but don't you think part of the problem, Verita, is you can't have government, as we have done in the state of Nevada, grow at twice the rate of the private sector? Now, I will say, our current elected officials have started to dial that back. Our current governor, current legislators have dialed that back. But don't you think that was a part of the situation that got us into the mess we're at today?
Oh, that may be part of it, but there are so many things that are a part of business not wanting to come into Nevada. There's the instability of it. I think that's a part of the problem, the education system. I always go back to education. It's always a part of the problem. There are myriad issues that are a big part of the problem, Paul.
Okay, but then the big question to me is, how much money and where is it directed? If you're going to talk about it, because the margins tax looks like it's going to raise $800 million. Is that how much money we really need to put into the system? And where in the system does that need to be directed if we do need that much?
Well, first of all, that isn't even an accurate figure. The teachers union that's running this initiative, when they testified before the legislature, they couldn't come up with their modality of how they got that figure. And they said that they would supply it later. It's never been supplied because it was a back of the napkin kind of thing. But I think importantly, what is going on, and you talked about on the economic development and how that creates a problem for the people like Steve Hill and what they're doing. We just went to a function that Walmart held, because Walmart has committed to bring back $50 billion in manufacturing jobs to the United States over a period of time. And I went to the conference. Steve Hill sent Perry Yusum from their office. And it was an amazing conference. It was done so well, and you listen to what other governors are doing and stuff, and they're cutting taxes, they're cutting their bureaucracy, they're changing their licensing structure, and some of that's happening here. Las Vegas, a girl from the Treasurer's office went down to Las Vegas and started streamlining their process and things. So like Steve said, it's going to take a long time to do that. But I was there, and Walmart had over 10 pre-qualified companies to come in and talk to Perry, and they had two more companies that dropped in. And they didn't talk about our education system, because part of the conversation is, you need it, we'll figure it out, we'll train it, and stuff like this. It was interesting to see. They didn't.
Well,
was an issue.
Walmart's not exactly water,
no,
a high
no,
ticket.
This is the manufacturers.
These are the manufacturers.
Okay. Yeah, this was the manufacturers that came for this event. It wasn't even, it had nothing to do with, other than Walmart is going to buy from those manufacturers when they locate.
Okay. Okay. Back to Sam Walton's original vision.
Exactly.
And we're running out of time here, but I just wanted a quick yes or no answer. Janice, do you support the teachers' margins tax?
I do.
Okay, and that's what I needed. Rita?
I'm not sure. I think I do. But, you know, it's probably the moderate in me that, you know, I can see both sides of it. I think it has some merit.
Okay, that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Hey.